This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm getting some reports from patients that they are able to get Paxlovid, the COVID medication. It is the five-day COVID medication that you could take to minimize risk of hospitalization and death with COVID. But some of them are saying they get a very weird taste in their mouth. And you're going to notice headlines speak about Paxlovid mouth. Remember there was COVID mouth, COVID vaccine mouth. Now we have Paxlovid mouth. And it's not yeast. It's not an infection, but it's a bitter metallic taste that people are reporting. Now, this was not a shock because remember I told you guys that some of the side effects of the Paxlovid COVID medication made by Pfizer was dysgeusia. And dysgeusia is an abnormal taste in the mouth, or a paragusia. We saw this in people who got the vaccine. We saw this in people with COVID. People who had COVID, they said, food tastes weird. I either lose my sense of taste or something tastes weird. So let's kind of talk about why that could happen. But when you hear Paxlovid mouth, you could still kiss some. You don't have to worry about getting anything in your mouth. It's, yeah. So Pfizer's SARS-CoV-2 protease inhibitor antiviral therapy has been approved by the FDA for treatment of COVID to prevent hospitalization and death in those 12 on up. This bitter or metallic taste of the mouth had been reported early on as an adverse event. According to the FDA, adverse events that occurred at greater frequency, greater than 5 subject difference than in placebo group, were dysgeusia, which ended up being 6% of subjects, diarrhea, 3%, although 2% of the placebo had it, whereas with the abnormal taste in the mouth, less than 1% had it compared to the 6%. High blood pressure, hypertension, was for 1% compared to less than 1%, and then myalgia, body aches. So one of the more prominent side effects was this abnormal taste in the mouth. And so people freak out a little bit. You know, I remember I was in medical school, and I had some sort of a respiratory infection, so they gave me Bioxin or clarithromycin. Now, I didn't know much about the antibiotic, but I know it worked, and I felt better. And then I'm in class, and I have the weirdest taste in my mouth, and I freaked out. I'm like, am I having a stroke? Is there something wrong with my nerves? So I left class to go to the student health center, and had them, you know, figure out what was wrong with me. They go, well, you're on clarithromycin. That's a side effect of it. Well, nobody knew. So I'm here to tell you guys, if you do take it for COVID, and many doctors will prescribe it if they have it now, don't panic when you see that. Vaccine recipients had reported a metallic or bitter taste within hours. None of these dysgeusias are supposed to be long-term. And so, You know, it's not always the medication. Sometimes people could have, you know, an abnormal sensation or taste if they have a zinc vitamin deficiency, if they smoke, if they're on other medications like albuterol and histamines, chemotherapy, if they have a thyroid disorder, if they have diabetes, infection, dry mouth could also give you a weird taste in the mouth, dental issues, pregnancy. Pregnant women will taste or notice something differently, menopause, liver disease, seizures, head trauma, cancer, depression could even do it. So, you know, I looked this up a little bit because I was just kind of fascinated by, okay, but why metal? You know, I get how you might have an altered sense of taste, like what COVID does, which, by the way, that's kind of what I think might be going on. Somebody is suffering from COVID. Then they take the medication. And so there could be that synergistic effect where you have the altered taste with COVID plus the medication. Again, it should all be temporary. Although COVID loss of taste could be longer than the dysglesia from the Paxlovid. But one culprit that people think that could alter one's taste is if somebody, you know, let's say might be low normal with zinc, and the pharmaceutical agent causes more of that to be deficient. Now, I would not necessarily take zinc with the medication, but that is something that could be studied if maybe it's accelerating a low zinc. In 2015, Jeanette Wick, a pharmacist as well as MBA, wrote a report suggesting what could be at play. And she thinks it could be changes that the medication could change saliva production. Secretion of the agent could end up in the saliva, and that's why you taste it. It could cause cell mitosis, or it could inhibit certain deaths of cells, and you taste that. There could be damage to cranial nerves, you know, a variety of things. So again, I'm not completely convinced that we know why. Bell's palsy is a temporary paralysis of the seventh cranial nerve. That's been reported in some COVID patients and vaccine recipients. Should not be a side effect of Paxlovid, but you might see something like that. So, you know, how Paxlovid works is interesting. It's two medications. And so these two medications, the nirmatrelvir as well as the ritonavir, the nirmatrelvir is the big star, but the ritonavir helps prevent the breakdown of the first one, so it could still have enough plasma concentrations to work. So because people are like, why am I on a combo? Well, because the medication could get broken down, and sometimes these other medications are there to prevent the breakdown. We see that in Parkinson's medications. This is not an uncommon thing. So basically, you take both medications orally twice a day for 5 days. It equates to about 30 tablets. And we've seen this, you know, this sort of protease inhibitor work in multiple antiviral settings. But this time it was used in the EPIC-HR Evaluation of Protease Inhibition of COVID-19 in High-Risk Patients study. So what it does, as I said before, is it the SARS-CoV-2 virus needs an enzyme in order to break down proteins to help the replication, and these are protease inhibitors. The ACE is a virus, or I'm sorry, the ACE is an enzyme, PROT is protein, so it inhibits the enzyme for working, so the virus doesn't have the working blocks to need to replicate. It's a fantastic lead design medication, but like I said, some people complain of Paxlovid now. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So my gynecologist is a woman. I love my gynecologist. But I also have a male gynecologist. And it's the practice is a couple. With multiple other associates and doctors in there. But they've, at times throughout my life, needed to work as a team. I'm the type of woman whose vagina sometimes, you know, needs some teamwork, because I got so much going on. And so I love my male gynecologist, I love my female gynecologist, and I think both of them are fantastic, and they have certain specialties and things they can add. So when I had a tumor at one point, and then when I needed the hysterectomy, and when I delivered babies, you know, both of them had an expertise that I needed. And I was very, very grateful. And I love the men and women who are in the gynecological field. I think both men and women, make the field as awesome as it could be. And I love there being that gender diversity within the field. But there have been some headlines, such as this one from UCLA, where apparently the University of California has had to pay $700 million to alleged victims of sexual abuse by a UCLA gynecologist. Dr. James Hepp allegedly abused them under the pretense of providing medical care, assaulted multiple patients, and UCLA was additionally brought in because they were accused of ignoring multiple complaints of abuse over decades and let Heaps continue practicing. When these cases come out where you have, let's say, a male doctor that might assault people, and it's not just in the gynecology field, it could be in others, it starts to, cause the consumer, the patient, to, think twice about who they choose as a provider. And it also causes medical students to think twice about, well, I don't want to be accused of doing anything inappropriately. I've taught students for years, medical students for years, and one thing that they commonly brought up is, how do I examine a patient without somebody accusing me of abusing them? We're supposed to be doing a breast exam. We're supposed to be doing a vaginal exam, a rectal exam. So you are touching a patient, and it's consensual because you're doing the exam, and they're there for the exam, but can they go back and later say, you did X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, well, that's why you have a nurse in the room, and it's witness, and it's, you perform standard of care, and there's a way to touch somebody so they don't leave going, huh, was that inappropriately? You glove up. When you, examine the breast, have your fingers together. Don't necessarily go like that. Look like you're just using fingers, and you're feeling the skin area for masses, as opposed to you trying to squeeze and, make honking sounds or whatever. Some people do boobs on dates. Many students, from what I understand, they love the idea of, treating, gynecological cancer, delivering babies, women's health, but they don't want the risk. And so there has been a growing trend for male medical students to say, I'm going to pass on OB-GYN. And I think I saw one statistic where 17% of residents in medicine in OB-GYN are male. Now, somebody could say, well, no big deal, Dr. Dahlia, because most women want a woman doctor. So that's great. All the doctors will be women. When you have a dearth of a whole gender being involved in an active care, then there are less people as a whole. So when I find that fewer students are interested in going into OB-GYN, then I worry that there's not going to be enough. Many people will call into telemedicine saying, I need this, I have this problem. I'll have women in their upper 50s still bleeding, going, yeah, I still got my periods. And I don't know if that's your period. That could be abnormal uterine bleeding. That could be an endometrial cancer. There could be something else going on. You need to see a gynecologist. And they go, I can't get in with anybody. And I'm like, have you tried Dr. So-and-so? Oh, no, he's a man. No, I don't want to go there. Well, if you can't get in with a female doctor, you're going to have to get in with somebody, because you have an issue. And there's not enough women to complete a whole entire specialty. And if this trend continues, then what happens with gynecology? What happens with breast surgery? What happens with colonoscopies? Most of my doctors have been male, and I've been fine with it. I've been fine. Yes. I did have a couple doctors assault me that were completely inappropriate, and I never went back to them. But, you have sadly idiots in multiple fields. But do I trust the male doctors that I have now? Absolutely 1,000%. And so, it's one of these things where we have a huge doctor shortage, and we have, sadly, people like this Dr. Hepps, who did BS, you know, one of my doctors, I told you what happened. I had the nurse leave the room, only had a little tray thing for me. These are called tray covers, tray liners, to cover me, had me completely naked. And so I didn't have a gown, didn't have them, just sitting there, naked on the chair. I was younger, okay? I didn't look like this. I was younger. And I was examining everything, and I was supposed to be there for a kidney stone. And it was a nephrologist. It wasn't even a urologist. And I don't know why I was sent there. And it was horrible. And I didn't really realize. I mean, I felt wrong, but I'm like, well, I guess going to the doctor stinks. And I guess that's what they do when you go to the doctor. And it wasn't until medical school when I found out that his exam was completely inappropriate. So, you know, you do have people that sadly commit inappropriate exams. Then there was another one that, again, was decided that I needed to be topless during the exam and examine the breasts when there really didn't need to be an exam of the breasts for the condition I came in with. So, you know, well, I don't want to really go into it. I had mono, and I had been diagnosed as negative because the test took a couple weeks. So the doctor decided that, you know, he needed to examine my breasts, I guess, to figure out if I had mono. Then the test came up positive for mono. I don't know. I guess breast exams aren't necessary for mono. Who knows? But so, you know, and again, I didn't make a big deal about it because I'm like, well, maybe that doctor's thorough. You know, but when you look back, you're like, ugh. So, you know, when these cases happen, but then you also have, you know, cases where the doctor was completely appropriate and the patient's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to take you down and I'm going to, you know, destroy your career and I'm going to, you know, it makes people panic. So, you know, I mentor multiple students. I mentor multiple pre-med students, medical students. And as they're starting to decide what career they want to go in with, they don't want the headache of having to, you know, have patients go, but I don't want to see you. You're a man. Or I don't want to hire you because you're a man. You know, already many men are in this position where they can't get hired because jobs are just very vocal about we're only hiring women or we're only hiring minorities. So, you know, many men feel like, why would I go into a field that is going to be very open about we need, you know, people don't want a man. So if this trend keeps going on, we are going to, in the next few years or decade, have a huge dearth, a huge problem where we don't have enough gynecologists, obstetricians, laborists. We just won't have enough. There's not going to be enough females, I believe, that will be able to keep that industry, you know, very well staffed. Not to mention, many of us females do have families, do need flexible work schedules, do need, you know, and so it could, you know, prove troublesome. I think women are fantastic. I think women can handle the industry well, you know, and no, you know, doubt, but in terms of the numbers. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see where we go with this. You know, personally, I you know, wish we had a much more open, shall we say, attitude about hiring both men and women and on their merits and inviting either gender or of any, you know, any race or creed as it was supposed to be, you know, when it comes to fields. But when, you know, students tell me straight out the gate, they don't want men. And if is going to hurt me, then you're going to have men avoid. And it's not just about OB-GYN. There's going to be multiple fields that feel that way. And once you marginalize half of the population, you're not going to have enough people in that industry. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gunman shot and killed 19 children and two adults in an elementary school Tuesday in Uvalde, Texas. This takes place just a week after another shooter killed 10 people in a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
Our country is sickened and outraged by the senseless evil that struck Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
This, as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says America's gun epidemic is unmatched.
There is a plague upon this nation. A plague of gun violence that has taken over this country.
Democrats are calling for more gun control legislation. Republicans say criminals will always find a way to obtain a gun and are suggesting armed guards to protect schools. This is USA Radio News. Russian forces are targeting the Donbas region of Ukraine, and Ukrainian officials say they have attacked residential areas. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dmytro Kuleba says the U.S. needs to send multiple launch rocket systems.
If we do not get MLRS ASAP, the situation in Donbas will get even worse than it is now.
Kate Moss's testimony in the Johnny Depp defamation trial is contradicting prior statements made by Amber Heard. The model appeared by video to testify, addressing a moment in the mid-90s when she and Depp were dating. Heard previously testified that Depp pushed Moss down a staircase. However, Moss clarified that she slipped on the stairs and Depp helped her receive medical attention. She added Depp never got physical with her during their time together. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, the Johnny Depp trial is still going on. I believe it's supposed to end this week. So, this is Johnny Depp was back on the stand, testified for a second time. This is was a very interesting morning because Kate Moss, supermodel, and Johnny Depp's prior love interest took the witness stand. Now, she did it remotely from the UK, but she shot down the rumors that Johnny Depp threw her down the stairs. And so, it was, you know, it's interesting because when this first started, this trial was a wonderful distraction from so much, you know, serious I mean, from the war and from, the Will Smith and from the, and it gave people something to talk about that was a little lighter, even though it's full of abuse and sexual abuse and assault and, but it gave people a little bit of an escape. Now it's just sadly it's getting annoying. It is such a long trial and it's been a little bit of a free for all. You see fans lining up for the night before just to be able to get in. And I understand why the fans would do that, because if you get into that courtroom, you get to, say that you were part of a very highly publicized trial. You're on camera because the trial is being live streamed. So there's a way you could sit there and go, hi, Mom, things like that. It doesn't look like you could have your phone, so it doesn't look like you could take pictures in there. But, during the live trial, obviously, you could capture screenshots of you being there. There's the sensationalism of, wow, you're next to Johnny Depp, who is, a amazing star, and then, Amber Heard. And apparently some person had claimed that Johnny Depp fathered her child and held up the baby. And then Johnny Depp's lawyer, the younger one, seemed to touch him a lot. And, I looked at, and I was like, huh. I go, she's kind of touched, I bet she likes him early on. And I'm like, she's kind of going out of her way to touch him and be close to him and all that. And I'm like, huh, I wonder if they're dating. And then that started to become a topic where, you're not supposed to be dating your client. There's not supposed to be... I think there's ethics there. You're supposed to just represent them. And then they had to say they're not dating. She has a boyfriend. And then it looks like, she's minimized the amount of touching. And, there's all this stuff that has gone on. And it's a shame because you have a couple that had a very, very rough marriage, it sounds like. I think they were only married 15 months. It seems like the legal battles have extended that at least four times, and it drags other people in, such as Kate Moss. Kate Moss, who dated Depp in the 1990s, had to, say, look, I never got pushed down the stairs. She appeared briefly from Gloucestershire, England. She said on vacation in Jamaica, she slipped. Depp came to her aid and then got her medical care. Moss said throughout the court of their relationship, 1994 to 1998, he never pushed me, kicked me, or threw me down any stairs. She rarely discusses her personal life, shut down Amber Heard's claim that 58-year-old Johnny Depp pushed her. And Heard had brought it up, claiming she feared Depp would push her sister down the stairs during a violent argument like what happened to Kate Moss. So, of course, the attorney had to bring that, then go, look, she never, we need to put that to rest. And they did. They put that to rest. She said, we were leaving the room. Johnny left the room before I did. There had been a rainstorm, and as I left the room, I slid down the stairs. I hurt my back, and I screamed because I didn't know what happened to me, and I was in pain. He came running to help me, carried me to my room, and got my medical attention. Now, I haven't seen anything, in the testimony to say that he hit anybody, that he was a wife beater. And so I understand why this becomes a defamation suit. He's suing Amber Heard for $50 million for an op-ed that claims she was a victim of domestic abuse at the hands of him. She's countersuing for $100 million for the smear campaign that happened against her after the, which apparently both their Hollywood careers have struggled since. Here we are watching this, and it's very frustrating because the aftermath of this could be very interesting. So, on one end, if Amber Heard is proven where she fabricated the bruises, fabricated a lot of the stories and to make it look like she was a victim when she wasn't, then that could sadly, put into light anybody, who's saying, look, I'm a victim. Now the burden of proof is on them. On the flip side, though, that can't happen. I mean, you can't have men attacked, men vilified, when they didn't do anything. And it almost seems like to me, looking at the testimony, that Johnny Depp went out of his way to not hit her. He went after the cupboards. He went after the couch. He went after, animate objects when he was mad and didn't necessarily go after her. Her team is trying to claim he was always on drugs. He was always, you know, how can he testify that he didn't hit her? He was on drugs, he hit her. And so, you know, this brings up the concept of drugs. It brings up the concept of consent. It brings up the concept of memory issues. And so they've been using witnesses of butlers and, you know, people who run the islands that their homes were on. And I get really frustrated because you see the money that they've spent. They, you know, their honeymoon was on the Orient Express. I mean, you see, you know, we were in the Bahamas, we were this, and you're like going, guys, you know how many of us would like just 1/1,000th of what you have? And you guys, you know, went through all this, and again, I mean, I don't want to be in either one of their position right now. I think they're both struggling, you know, with everything that they went through, and they look like they're hurting. I mean, they look like they're not going to come out of this, you know, no matter who wins, you know, happier. But, you know, one thing that I think we can get out of this as people watching this is drugs and alcohol are bad. They are not a good mix. And when we heard that Amber Heard would, you know, polish bottles off, allegedly, or, you know, Johnny Depp would mix some very serious drugs, you know, and you see pictures of them when they were younger, they didn't look healthy. They didn't, you know, and for, you know, those of you that are in relationships that are a little tumultuous and you have love-hate moments and you do use drugs or you do get to the point where your alcohol use, you know, inebriates you to the point where you might not remember. This case highlights that you could either be a victim of domestic abuse or you could be a victim of an accusation of domestic abuse. And you know, wife, husband, they can later come after you for or claim you did X, Y, and Z. And I don't think our, you know what, I'm just going to drink till I pass out so I can forget this, or I'm going to just, you know, get stoned and not have to, you know, it's keep in mind that sadly, you know, things either can happen for real or they could be accused. And, you know, the other thing too is we're looking at a picture of him on his honeymoon, his face all bruised up. Why is his face bruised? I mean, did Amber Heard do that? You know, is he, men are victims of assault and abuse as well. And that's what this one case is bringing up. And, you know, I really believe that you could be a man, woman, and you could be a monster in a relationship. It doesn't matter what your gender is. And so it'll be interesting to see. I think we're all kind of waiting for this to end soon, and see what ends up happening and where society goes forward. But, you know, at this point, it's just, oh, my gosh, it's kind of a circus. 1-877-DOC-TOMMY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the reasons why I don't always wear T-shirts and show off my arms is, one, they aren't as toned as they used to be, but two is because I have a big nasty scar on one of my shoulders. And I've had it ever since I was a little girl. Because in the 1970s, when they vaccinated for smallpox, it left this big, ugly scar. And I never liked it. I mean, everybody had it around me that were my age until I start to notice younger people didn't. And I'm like, wait a second. I don't know if I want anybody looking at my arm. I mean, my classmates all had one. But then I'm like, wait a second, everybody will know my age because younger people don't have it. Well, we were vaccinated for smallpox in the early 70s when we were really, really little. And so when smallpox was deemed eradicated by the World Health Organization, smallpox vaccines, the company stopped making them, and we didn't necessarily have to go through the vaccination. So a lot of younger individuals, like millennials, did not get the smallpox vaccine, as Gen X's did. Most of us Gen X's did. So the smallpox vaccine stopped, and all of a sudden we're hearing about smallpox vaccines and smallpox medications, so to speak, because of monkeypox now. So a working theory on why monkeypox is spreading is because most of us older Gen X's and then baby boomers and traditionalists were vaccinated for smallpox vaccine when it came out. Those younger than us, millennial Gen Z's, weren't. And so they wonder if, you know, that could maybe have to do with why monkeypox has found opportunities to spread. Experts in the UK have been talking about this because they ended their smallpox vaccination back in the 70s as well. So monkeypox has taken advantage now. We've had multiple cases reported in the United States. We have some confirmed. I think we have four confirmed in terms of one in New York, one in Florida, one in Utah, and another one in Massachusetts. But there's been suspected cases and people watching. Not all the cases have been in gay and bisexual men. One is a doctor. They're trying to see how these are all related, even though one working theory is two sex raves that happened in Belgium and Madrid, and in Spain and Belgium, and then they're tracing that. But monkeypox is a virus that we didn't really talk much about. I mean, there were maybe small clusters that happened in some African nations, but we didn't really hear much about it. And then there was a small outbreak, I believe, in 2003 that included prairie dogs. Was it 2003 or 2013? I have to double check that. That, I guess, was spread with prairie dogs. But if this monkeypox continues to spread, one thing that has been suggested is the Imvanex vaccine made by Danish firm Bavarian Nordic. There's also another vaccine that's being used. Let me give you the name. I spoke about it the other day. And these vaccines are smallpox vaccines. They're not monkeypox vaccines. They're smallpox vaccines, but they're good enough to work. And so, and I apologize because I'm trying to pull this up because I want to give you guys the name, not only the Imvanex, but then I got some in my eye as well. Sorry, y'all. Hold on. The show isn't about being entertaining. The show is about teaching you guys something. So if it takes a while to get this up, it takes a while to get this up. Ginenos. Ginenos is known as Imvanex or Imvamune. So that's another brand name of it. So if the vaccine for smallpox can be given to protect individuals, and there's been a lot of discussion now, should that be given to, you know, men who have sex with men, there's going to be then the conversation of bringing back the smallpox vaccine. And I don't think a lot of people are going to like it because my smallpox vaccine left a nasty scar. So some people are saying that this was bound to happen. They said the waning immunity from the inoculation campaigns may help explain why monkeypox outbreaks are becoming more common across the world. The Imvanex vaccine is up to 85% effective because both monkeypox and smallpox are very similar. Antivirals and therapies for smallpox also work for monkeypox. Now, that's great news, thank God, because unlike Ebola, where we didn't have anything we could use and we didn't know what the hell to do, you know, with monkeypox, they're like, don't worry, the smallpox stuff works. Good, I hope so. But why are young, and I don't have the ages of the people. I don't have where they're from. I don't have if they were even at this rave. This is just a working theory. But, you know, one other working theory is our immunity is off because of everything we did with COVID. We had the masks. We vaccinated. We avoided natural immunity for the longest time that you almost wonder if maybe that didn't prime our immune system such that when something does come our way, we're able to combat it. And these pox viridae, these pox viruses like chicken pox, smallpox, monkey pox, these were things that used to be ubiquitous. And we still get some cases of chicken pox, or, I mean, we still see cases that come up either breaking through their vaccine, or maybe the family thought they got the vaccine and they didn't. Remember, there was a nurse that was about to give my child vaccines, and she was about to give my four-month-old the MMR. And she mixed the vaccine up. I'm like, you don't give the MMR to a four-month-old. And so what vaccine would my child not have gotten if I hadn't have asked which one was that? So there could be people thinking they were vaccinated, but not, you know, for chickenpox. So, you know, if these are things that many of us have been exposed to somehow, which we don't want, obviously, because they could be very, very deadly, we're altering our immune system by vaccinating. We're altering our immune system with our masks. We're alternating our immune system by not doing what we normally do. So we might be affecting any sort of natural immunity. I don't necessarily want natural immunity to monkeypox. I would rather, you know, get a vaccine. I don't want to go through monkeypox. I don't want to, it just seems pretty debilitating. But Dr. Romulus Brieban, a researcher at the Pasteur Institute in Paris, said the current global outbreak was waiting to happen because the world's, quote, almost zero immunity level. 19 countries have detected cases in the past month. This has sparked alarms because infections usually only occur in West and Central Africa. And again, the big question is, okay, well, there's been sex raves since at least the 60s, maybe even before. Why now? Monkeypox outbreaks. What was so different about these sex raves? And I told you, I don't get invited to sex raves. Nobody invites me. They don't think I really have a lot to contribute, and they're right. Okay, I will not make that party better by any means. So I can't really necessarily say what's going on in them. But you know, if smallpox, if those who were at the rave, let's say, were older, and I don't think us older Gen X's are invited to any more sex raves, but who knows? And they have the smallpox scar, and they end up getting out of that unscathed, or we don't see, you know, anybody getting this that's under a certain age that didn't get vaccinated. It does start to make you question, you know, is our smallpox family of viruses really completely eradicated? And then do we need protection? I'm not a fan of any more vaccines we don't need, but I think there is going to be a campaign now where smallpox vaccination will be given to those who appear to be at higher risk. And as some national experts have said, men who sleep with men. And then from there, which again then makes you wonder, well, I mean, if HIV could be spread among also women too, you know, will then women be included? And then, you know, maybe they might be bringing back smallpox vaccination. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.